And then welcome to December 20th, 2022 HRSD Commission meeting. And now come to the roll call of HRSD Commission members. Please say here. Ms. Cassio, call your name.
Eliason.
Here.
Glenn.
Here.
Levinston.
Here.
Stern.
Here.
Templeman.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Here.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. I understand there are several members of the public participating virtually today. We thank you for your interest in observing the meeting. There are a few reminders of today's meeting. Please keep your microphone on mute when not speaking. The audio of the meeting is being recorded, posting to our website. Before speaking, please first state your name. Ms. Cassio will call the commissioner's name for roll call vote on each agenda item requiring action. Only public comments pre-registered, Ms. Cassio, will be accepted during the call, and I understand no one is registered to make public comments today. Is that still correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you much. All right, this time I'll turn it over to town manager, Jay Burns.
Good morning, commissioners. I hope everyone's staying warm on this chilly morning. First agenda item is awards and recognitions. We do have two promotions to introduce today. The first is Jeff Lane. He was promoted to Chief of Design and Construction on the North Shore for engineering. If you recall, the previous chief was Eddie Abasab, and he was promoted to Director of Operations, so he's filling that role. Jeff has a great mix of experience. He started at HRSD in 2006 and was a plant manager at both Chez Liz and the Atlantic Treatment Plant. And more recently, he was a project manager on the South Shore Design and Construction Division. He has his bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from Tech and his master's degree in environmental engineering from ODU. He also holds a PE license. So please welcome Jeff. And then the second one is Kevin Parker. So he was promoted to the Chief of TSD. As you know, the previous Chief of TSD is now the Director of Water Quality, Jamie Mitchell. So he started HRSD in 1997, though he's been here 25 years. He spent his entire career in the Technical Services Division in various roles, supervising roles. One of the things he's actually famous for within HRSD is he developed a wastewater 101 class. And so for different areas of the organization that want to learn about wastewater, he developed that class, teaches that class out. That's great. So he got his ODU degree from in environmental studies from ODU and an MBA from Regent University in 2016. So please welcome Kevin. We've got a couple of awards. Again, it's for the Providence Road Offline Storage Facility and Woodstock Park Improvement. That's the skate park. I don't know how many awards it's received already, but so many. We're going to have to build like multiple mantles for all these awards that it's getting. So the award they got was from Design Build Institute of America, the Mid-Atlantic Region Honor Award for the Best Design Build Project, and the Mid-Atlantic Region Excellence in Teaming Award. So two more awards for that project. So good news. The next item is agenda item two. Do you want me to go ahead and go into the consent agenda, Mr. Chair?
That's fine. We have both of those people here. Did we want to let them say anything?
Jeff, did you want to say a few words?
Sure. Just thanks for the promotion and really like working at HRSD. My whole career has been on the South Side, so now I'm getting to meet the folks on the North Shore.
Good. And Kevin?
Just grateful. I started when I was 20 years old, so it's nice. 25 years. It's been a wonderful career, and I look forward to opportunity to serve in this new capacity. So, thank you.
I've seen Kevin out in the field several times. I always thought the guy was probably about 25 or 30 years old. It must be great working for HRSD. Keeps you young, right?
That's right.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number two, the consent agenda. We're not aware of any items to be pulled from the consent agenda, Mr. Chair.
All right, very good. Move forward then. Consent agenda, is anyone, my colleagues, do you have anything to pull out? Everyone clear on it? Do I have a motion to approve then?
So I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Eliason?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Yes.
Templeman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Next one, sir.
Okay, the agenda item number three. This is our Model 3 Billing Services Agreement with the City of Chesapeake. Recommended action today is authorize a general manager to execute the Model 3 Billing Services Agreement with the City of Chesapeake. If you recall, we have four different billing models within HRSD. Model 3 is the one that's most ingrained with HRSD. Essentially, they're leveraging our CCMB, our customer care and billing platform. It's such a robust system. It can handle a number of different users. So this saves the state of Chesapeake a lot of money. They don't have to maintain a billing system, procure a new billing system. So if they were facing, should they upgrade their existing billing system or join HRSD as a Model 3? And so they decided to join as a Model 3. So this Model 3 agreement is very similar to the other agreements we have with City of Suffolk, Town of Smithfield, King William. And the big change is the Commonwealth changed some of their cybersecurity guidelines last July. And so that's incorporated into this Model 3 agreement. Right now, we're planning to have them on board by April of 2023. Any questions?
Is there a cost for this?
Yeah, for us, but we don't charge them anything.
Okay.
Because
it's so nice. Why?
That's just been. Yeah, you
so this is a legacy issue, I would say. You know, 20 plus years ago, HRSD decided that it would be a regional billing provider for those localities that want to be. And the reason, you know, if you just think about it, the justification behind it is if you're a Chesapeake resident, you're paying, we're both billing the same customer for similar services. So Chesapeake can spend millions of dollars to implement a billing system to bill a utility charge, and we'll spend millions of dollars to send a similar bill. And so the thought was that HRSD would provide those services to the cities and in the long run save the citizen, you know, the ratepayer money, because it's all going to the same person for the same service charge. So like Jay said, we have four billing models primarily. There's two that we strongly prefer, you know, that over the next few months we'll probably be talking to you all about trying to really move towards those two. One is Model 1, which is what most of our customers are on, but that's because you got a couple of the big ones, Virginia Beach and Newport News Waterworks. And that's basically where they have their own billing system, we have their own, they give us data, we send our bills, do their own thing. And then Model 3, which Jay mentioned, where they use our system and we kind of act as a cloud provider for them. But to answer your question, we don't charge them, but there's definitely a cost for us to be able to support, serve them. And frankly, this is a huge expansion. Chesapeake is a big, big customer. This is a huge expansion of the Model 3 services. It's 70,000 new accounts that will be managed very differently within our system. Interestingly, James City County is moving away. They're Model 3 and have been forever. They're moving to a Model 1. That sounds easy. Unfortunately, that's about a year-long project for us to basically untangle all that to get them to a Model 1.
And there's a cost associated with that.
Oh, yeah.
So why aren't we sharing costs? If there's a benefit for everyone, is there any conversation? What would happen if we pose that to them? I mean, they're going to like, what are they going to do?
Well, so historically, no. And again, the justification historically for not saying to share that cost is Chesapeake only has one choice, and that's they're going to pass that cost on to the consumer. And we're both going to bill this consumer for those additional costs. And oh, by the way, they're both even on the same bill. So it's the same concept with regionalization that HRSD historically has said, we'll do it for the region for the same purpose, for the same reason that we're sending the same bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's very consistent with how we've treated the localities in other areas, like with the nutrient trading program. So the localities we're facing in 2026, $1.8 billion in stormwater retrofits that they were going to have to do. Those are building BMPs within existing neighborhoods, which you could imagine that would be very problematic. But we negotiated a deal with both the state and them that we would trade the nutrient credits we were getting from SWIFT with localities at no cost, so they didn't have to do those projects. So it's been pretty consistent in terms of the idea that we have the same ratepayers, and that if we were to charge for those nutrient credits, their ratepayers should be paying twice, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Sure. I mean, our costs would be less, their costs would be higher. Mm-hmm. So, but in the end, especially with these utility bills, they're billing even on the same bill. So it's really, historically, HRSD has said we won't charge for this. And that's mm-hmm. what we've done for a very long time. Now, the Model 2 arrangement is what Chesapeake is coming away from. That's our most problematic model. And you know, if we're going to continue to offer these services, we don't want to keep doing that. We want to move away from this model. Mm-hmm. So the other big Model 2 is Norfolk.
Mm-hmm. We capture that cost, but directly or indirectly, it ends up flowing to the taxpayer.
Yeah. One way or another, if you're in Chesapeake, you're going to pay for the cost of how that, however we allocate that bill, mm-hmm. you're going to pay for it, and you're going to pay for it on that utility bill. And so historically, HRSD has just said, why do that? We'll sure. just do it ourselves. Yeah. So in terms of- I'd say it's in the best interest of the ratepayer.
I'm sure.
Not necessarily always in HRSD's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Steve, just to clarify, sure. we're not hiring any consultants. We're doing all the internal implementation with our own staff, right?
For Chesapeake coming online? Yeah. No, I think that's right. Yeah.
That's all right.
But that's been a big project. They've been working on it for well over a year. And we have some concerns about the April date. Mm-hmm. We're working with Chesapeake on that.
I think in our discussion yesterday and prior to this, we have one with the chairman and an executive team as well. We talk in terms of what we're able to provide to other localities. In the benefits we provide, is there a way that we can quantify cost savings to them?
Oh, we could take their time card data if they've allocated to it.
I don't know if we capture that or not, but
that would be something. I think the commission would like to know whether it's goodwill or whether it's just good business practice. Yeah. What the potential cost savings we provide to these localities?
And I think Chesapeake is well aware of cost savings because I mean it's sure. for them to implement a new system, even to upgrade an existing system, they'll spend millions doing that.
Yeah.
But then the ongoing support and stuff, which is what Jay's talking about with the time card data, is substantial.
Is there any way in the future to use that information to our benefit in negotiating the city on other things? Hey, look, we helped you out here.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if we ever have done that before, but business, right?
I would agree with that.
Well, we haven't explicitly, but it does in terms of good. We are working with the city of Suffolk. There's some things with the city of Suffolk, and they're like one of our best Model 3 customers. Okay. So they love our Model 3. When I visited and I looked through their mental, their folks, they love being a Model 3. Today, I'm going to set up Southern Plain Commission for a conditional use permit. Staff voting for approval. We met with city council, describe all the things that we're doing. So it does help build goodwill for other things that we need from the cities. So today is really important. We need a rezoning and a conditional use permit for the management treatment plan expansion. So it's really important that we get that, we get staff for that. Definitely.
I think ultimately, we'd like to have Model 3 where we can handle everything, if we can get to that point. But in our discussion yesterday, it's not something we can bring everybody on board all at one time because of the amount of time it takes. And it's yearly to 2 year process. Kudos for the great work.
Yeah, they're also, sometimes the cities want to do some things with their billing applications that we just can't do. So in some cases, it's better for them just to keep their own billing system to meet what their specific needs.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, any further questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Gillison?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Okay, agenda item number 4. This is the Town of Shakopee Memorandum of Understanding. This is a recommended action to approve a non-binding memorandum of understanding with the Town of Shakopee and other parties collectively known as the developer for the transfer of wastewater plants and real property. So this is an interesting MOU. It's a non-binding MOU. Essentially, the town and the developer approached HRSD to take over this small plant a few years ago, and we agreed. But it's a complicated agreement in that the MOU is primarily between the town and the developer, but they wanted HRSD to be part of it because the town wanted to make sure that we would take it, because the town is going to acquire. So the way it's going to work is the town is going to acquire the plant from the developer for the end of this month for tax reasons through eminent domain. Mm-hmm. And then the developer will continue to lease run it until they actually transfer the plant to the town. And then the town is going to transfer the plant to HRSD and give us $250,000 for the renovations. So then once HRSD has it, we've got to develop a sewer service agreement with the town, an agreement with someone to contract operate it, and a property transfer agreement. So this is just kind of the first step. Primarily the timing is due to tax reasons for the eminent domain piece for the town to acquire from the developer. But again, most of this is for the between the town and the developer. If you look at the terms in the agreement, again, they just wanted to make sure that at the end of the day that HRSD was going to end up with it, and so the town doesn't get stuck with the treatment plant. So that's the main gist of this MOU.
It's a three-way MOU then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why are we part of this? Yeah, I was like, why are we part of this? Because again, it's really between the town and the developers, the key parts of the eminent domain and all that kind of stuff.
Are they entering into a permanent agreement? I mean, it's non-binding. Eventually, there's got to be some agreement that's in binding.
Yeah, and that's why we're letting the town and the developer handle their side of it, and we're like, whenever y'all figure that stuff out, we'll take it, and the town has agreed to give it to us and give us that $250,000. So that's kind of a lot of the stuff is in their court to do
right now. And we don't have to do anything with a pony round.
And this is actually just a small plant. It's not even for the whole island. This is only for a portion of one of the main roadways as you're going into Chincoteague. It's an interesting, I don't know if y'all have been there. It was the first time I was there. It's pretty well developed. It's full of septic tanks and little package plants. And so this is just a plant that serves one of the main roadways going into town. Right when you come in off the island, it's the first train.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Discussions? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, 11th.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elison?
Aye.
Lund?
Yes.
Levinston?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Harvey?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 5. This is the Boat Harbor Treatment Plant Pump Station Conversion Site Improvements, Additional Appropriation, Contract Award, and Task Order. Recommended actions today are appropriate additional funding in the amount of $1,085,801. Award a contract to Allen Myers Virginia Incorporated in the amount of $5,307,777 and approve a task order with RK&K in the amount of $211,857. So one of the things we did with this Boat Harbor pump station, again, this is the pump station where we're going to close the Boat Harbor treatment plant, build a pump station, and pipe it all the way across the James River to the main of the plant. So it's on a very strict schedule. So one of the things we did was separate the site work away from the pump station building. So this is the site work portion of the contract. It's gonna help us ensure that we can meet our schedule. So these are the site improvements such as, you know, erosion and sediment control, construction entrances, stone stabilization and things like that. The great part about this bid, it came in lower than the engineer's estimate at 5.3 million. Engineer's estimate was 5.5 million. So that was a good bid. We had a number of bidders on this project. So it's ready to go. Any questions?
No questions, no conversation. Do I have a motion to approve?
That was approved.
Go ahead, second.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elison?
Aye.
Lund?
Yes.
Levinston?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Fredericks?
Aye.
Wait, hey. When is the pipeline supposed to start?
For the Boat Harbor pipeline?
Yeah.
Do you know the date?
That crossing project should start hopefully sometime in the spring, summer.
are still in the design stage, permitting phase, but they hope to start in the spring. And that's a design build project. So they're getting close to giving us their final price and working out all the environmental details. They had a meeting with VMRC recently to discuss the environmental permitting. That's probably the tricky part of the project to get them on board with what we want to do out here.
And also we also have to get the governor's approval to use the subaqueous bottom. So that was part of the pitch when the governor was here last week was we said, hey, by the way, we need your approval to do this. And so that's going to be all part of the VMRC approval as well. So it was great timing that he wanted to visit. So we explained the whole big project and how important it was. And sounds like he's on board. So, we, you know, the VMRC will help facilitate the governor's approval.
Why is the governor's approval needed?
It's a long, at some point in our history, someone changed the code that, and they thought that it would be faster if we could bypass VMRC and go straight to the governor to get something approved, but it actually adds a whole nother layer because we still have to go through VMRC, and now we have to go through both the governor and VMRC, and the governor is super busy, and he is looking at VMRC on what they think, so it's not been as efficient as maybe they thought it was, I guess, you know, years ago when they put that in the code. That
I wasn't against the governor doing it, but I was just, it's an extra red tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any discussion? I have a motion.
Stern motion.
Thank you. I have a second. Felix in second.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign.
Felixson?
Aye.
Blunt?
Yes.
Levinson?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Everyone?
Aye.
Okay, agenda item number 6. This is the Eastern Shore Infrastructure Improvements Transmission Force Main Phase 1. Additional appropriation contract change order and task order. Recommended actions there appropriate additional funding in the amount of $6,397,013. Approve a change order to the contract with Garney Companies in the amount of $6,007,946. And approve a task order with HDR in the amount of $280,523. So there are 6 items in the change order. The 2 main items, one is for additional gravity sewer repairs of $300,000. But the big one is the insulation of a force main to the town of Accomack. So Libby, could you jump to the map? Maybe scroll down or zoom out or down a little bit. So you see that purple line, that purple line is the Eastern Shore Transmission Force Main. The white line is a new force main that's in this change order to go to the town of Accomack. In the CIP, this force main was further out into the CIP because it wasn't a high priority, but we found out that the town of Accomack got $4.5 million for a pump station and collection system, and they have to use that money by December of 2026. So we figure that's like their once in a lifetime opportunity for them to get that kind of money. So we're moving this up in the CIP to build this force main. You know, one of the concerns we have also is for some big jobs like this is 20,000 linear feet of pipeline, that we're worried that we may not get any bids for a big project like this. And so that's why Garney's are already mobilized and on site. We think it makes sense to do it as a change order to the existing transmission the main contract. So in terms of funding, one of the things we actually did do for this, because ARPA money is available, we're applying for, I think, $8 million for this force main. And we did receive $5 million of WQIF funding for the bigger transmission force main. It was one of the first WQIF conveyance projects. So WQIF is traditionally for nutrient projects for treatment plants. And so they changed the guidelines that you could use it for conveyance as well. If you could prove that you're doing a nutrient reduction by diverting flow to a plant that has higher nutrient reduction, advanced nutrient reduction technologies. And so that's what we've done in this case. And so we were notified that we were awarded $5 million in grant money for the bigger transmission portion. Any questions?
And we were having some discussion yesterday, and but talked in terms of Riverside Hospital. Do you happen to know if that is a critical access facility?
It's not a critical
But I did confirm the existing hospital is connected to the system, and it does have flow going to the main hospital. The old that has a whole waste plant. Force Main is up and running. We're going to take that wastewater plant offline and tie it into the new. Yeah, I knew that was big. I knew a couple of years ago they were having a large discussion on that, trying to get something done to help the hospital out. Thank you. All right. Anyone have any other discussions, comments? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Glenn.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed? No.
Elifson?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Levinston.
Aye. Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye. Okay, agenda item number 7. This is Small Communities Rehab Phase 4 and West Point Pump Station number 4 Rehab. Additional appropriation, contract award, and task order. Recommended actions are appropriate additional funding in the amount of $1,295,814 for CIP project MP014700 and appropriate additional funding in the amount of $1,081,229 for CIP project MP015100. Award a contract to Jay Saunders Construction Company in the amount of $2,898,470 and approve a task order with RK&K in the amount of $464,668. As the recommended actions say that there are two projects, CIP projects, in this agenda item. The first one is Small Communities Rehab Phase 4. It's a rehab of 25 linear feet of small diameter gravity main, laterals, manholes, and that's for the towns of Urbana and West Point. And the West Point pump station needs new pump stations and controls. Some of those items in that pump station were installed in the 1940s. So this project is to help fix both of those projects. We did get a good bid on this project. I think that, and we've had a number of bidders, the engineer's estimate was $3.3 million. This came in at $2.9 million. We think this smaller diameter work is more competitive right now. And you'll see later some of our bigger pipe work is not as competitive. There's not as many people bidding on it, but we did get a number of bidders on this project. So relatively good news that these bids are coming in below the engineering estimate.
Is Jay Saunders Construction or Sanders, they're local?
They are local to that area. They've helped us on that project and some of the projects on the peninsula.
Okay.
And we combo these together to get a better. They were so small that we comboed them together just to get a little bit more size to the project. A little more meat on the bone for the bidding. Looks like we were successful here.
All right, any discussion? Questions, comments?
Let's move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
1 second.
Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elifson?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye. Okay, the next one is, Mr. Chair, if you'll allow me, I'd like to discuss agenda items number 8 and 9 together because they're tied together. We're calling this a cleanup on aisle 5.
anyone have any problem?
Okay. And then we'll take a vote for each one separately, but they are tied together. So agenda item number 8, this is the Surrey Hydraulic Improvements and Interceptor Force Main Reduction in Appropriation. Recommended action is reduce the additional appropriation in the amount of $10,703,277. This is for the Dominion Power Force Main and Pump Station we brought to the Commission last month. Unfortunately, we appropriated money in the wrong CIP project. So we appropriated into SU10200 and it needs to go into SU010400. So we need to take the $10 million out from this project and get it into agenda item number 9, which is the second one. So that one already had $7.9 million available fund balance, but we actually need $10.8 million to do the project. So that's what's kind of going on between these two agenda items, taking one out of one and putting it in the right one, which is agenda item number 9.
So the $10 million is the correct amount?
Yes. And so because agenda item number 9 The available balance is 7.9 million. It needs $2,278,937 to get it up to the $10,778,937 that we do need for the project.
Was this just a clerical thing?
SU-102 is the big Surrey project. So this is a change order to the Surrey contract, but it's a separate CIP project. So it was just an oversight, and it was an oversight on my part, I'll be honest with you. So it's a change order to SU-102, but we're charging it to SU-104.
You made a mistake.
I did.
Danny admitted.
Oh my God.
Let the record show.
Feel like I might have confessed.
This is cleaner also because SU-104 is a reimbursable contract with Dominion, and we'd like to keep all that money on that CIP project. So if they ever have questions in the future about where money was spent, mm-hmm. it isn't lumped with another bigger project that we were doing. So it's a cleaner from an accounting standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve eight. Okay, everyone's clear on this, correct?
Yeah.
All right, Elison, we have a motion to approve.
Second, Leviston.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elison?
Aye.
Blunt?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
No.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Okay. Vote approved, aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Levinston.
Second.
Pick a winner.
I got Willie for the first and Mike for the one.
All right, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elison?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
And Rodriguez?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Commissioners, for that. Agenda item number 10, Washington District Pump Station Area Sanitary Sewer Improvements Additional Appropriation Contract Award and Task Work. Recommended actions, appropriate additional funding in the amount of $9,692,226. Award a contract to Tidewater Utility Construction in the amount of $9,173,032. Approve a task order with RK&K in the amount of $865,408. This is a regulatory required project that's required by Rehab Act. Phase two has to be done by May of 2025. In this project, we've got to replace 4,300 linear feet of 18-inch gravity sewer pipeline, replace some manholes, also replace a 10-inch cast iron force main from the Dozier's Corner pump station. This is one of those projects I was alluding to earlier. We only had two bids, and the low bid came in 21% higher than the engineer's estimate of $7.6 million. Mm-hmm. So again, only two contractors, some of these bigger jobs. We'd like to see much more competition, but they're just busy right now.
Is there deadline for this project needs to have happen?
Yeah, it has to have by May of 2025. So that's, you know, we talked about in the CIP, what we've tried to do is reduce scope and just try to do the bare minimum to meet some of these deadlines and these regulatory requirements, and then really push out some of the other stuff until we get to a better bidding environment.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more? Thank you,
Commissioner.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner
Levinson. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Elison?
Aye.
Flynn?
Yes.
Levinson?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 11, Jefferson Avenue Interceptor Force Main Replacement Phase 3 Easement Acquisition from Macy's Retail Holdings. Recommended actions are approve the purchase of 40,219 square feet of permanent easement and a 4,594 foot temporary construction easement for $423,302 in accordance with the terms and conditions of the deed of permanent easement and temporary construction easement with Macy's Retail Holdings. If you recall, if you jump to the map, Libby, this is part of the larger Jefferson Avenue Interceptor Force Main project. You know, if you recall, one of the things we did was we did a cost analysis of putting that fourth main back in Jefferson Avenue versus having to go around Patrick Henry Mall and acquire these easements. And so from a cost basis, it was cheaper, even though these easements are pretty expensive, it's cheaper to go through that parking lot than to dig up Jefferson Avenue and all the traffic and all that kind of stuff.
So you'll see some relatively high dollars for these next two items in terms of the easement that's required. But in the big picture, we did a cost analysis and it's still much cheaper than having to go into Jefferson Avenue. So kudos to Ayana. I think this one started at $750,000 and she got it down there for
actually.
So great job. Merry Christmas, right? Good job. Any questions?
Move for the plan.
All right. Can I have a motion? Second. Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Ewelson?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 12, Jefferson Avenue Interceptor Force Main Replacement Phase 3 easement acquisition from PR Patrick Henry LLC. Recommended action is approve the purchase of a 31,363 square foot permanent easement for $285,000 in accordance with the terms and conditions of the deed of permanent easement with PR Patrick Henry LLC. Again, same story. If you jump to the map, Libby, so there's a, in the lower right, you can see the black lines that kind of highlight whose parcels with the Macy's parcel versus the Patrick Henry parcel. But same thing in terms of the easement that we need. Does everyone understand? Clear? Any questions? Comments? Do I have a motion?
Ewelson, move for approval.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Stern, second. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Ewelson?
Aye.
Glenn? Yes. Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 13. This is the Middlesex Interceptor System Program Phase 2 Transmission Force Main. This is acquisition of real property. This is for a pump station site. For tax map 29-26, 29-27A, General Puller Highway. This is not in Gloucester, so your agenda item is incorrect. This is in Locust Hill, Virginia. Recommended action is approve the fee simple purchase of property identified as tax map 29-26, 29-27A, a total of 0.4 acres, located on General Puller Highway in Locust Hill, Virginia for $70,000 in accordance with the terms and conditions of the deed of bargain and sale with Lynn Payne, Shirley Blake, Larry Chowning, and Susan Orr, owners of the subject property. So this project, if you recall that we're building a transmission force main from Middlesex, going to tie all the way into the existing Matthews transmission force main, and this flow will go into our York River treatment plant. So if you look at, can y'all see that okay? It's interesting, there's two tax map parcels, but there's, looks like three lots. So one of the tax map parcels is the two outer lots, and then one of the tax map parcels is the one in the middle. So we need all three. In addition to that, you'll see that middle school, we're gonna subdivide a little chunk out of the corner of that lot for the pump station site. So that's gonna come in a future commission meeting. So this is just the acquisition of those two parcels.
For $70,000.
For 0.4 acres. That it's relatively small, which is why we need to carve out a piece from the middle school to build the pump station. Right? So that one will come in a future meeting.
Will it be a cost associated with that as well?
Yes, right. And
they're donating that.
Oh, they are?
The school. Yeah.
Okay.
When I
remember it. Peaceful Christmas gift. Fantastic. Do I have a second?
Both in second.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Ewelson?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye. Okay, agenda item number 14. This is the Suffolk Pump Station Replacement Acquisition of Real Property at 2001 Arizona Avenue in Suffolk. Recommended action is approve the acquisition of a 30-foot permanent utility easement, 25-foot permanent ingress egress, and a variable width temporary construction easement located at 2001 Arizona Avenue in Suffolk. And the associated acquisition cost of $198,456
and an additional not to exceed amount of $10,000 for tree replacement in accordance with the terms and conditions of the purchase agreement with the City of Southwick. This is a regulatory required project. It's part of the rehab plan action phase two. As part of the pump station, Southwick pump station replacement, we're actually replacing that one pump station with two pump stations, and we're going to abandon the gravity sewer that's located in Shingle Creek in Southwick, Virginia. Well, one of the two pump station, new pump stations that we're building, one of the force mains has to go through this Cypress. So this 2001 Arizona Avenue, it's a city park called Cypress Park. And you can see that in the graph, we're going through their parking lot through that Cypress Park. So because we're gonna be, that park is gonna be closed for 2 to 3 months during construction, we had agreed to $198,000 of park equipment for the park. The area to the right where that tree forest is, we're gonna clear that for a future trail. So that's not a roadway, that's just the alignment of our pipeline. So they just want it cleared for a future trail and they want us to replace the trees. So this is the one that we went to City Council. We briefed them on both this project and all of the big projects we have going on in Suffolk, the Boat Harbor Transmission Force Main, Vans and Swift. So we took the opportunity to present all the big projects we have in Suffolk, but this was the one that was on their agenda on December 7th. And so they voted to approve the agreement already.
So what level were they in terms of billing?
They're Model 3. So this was a
just checking.
make a note of that. Any discussion?
That was smooth.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed say no.
Ewelson?
Aye.
Glenn?
Yes.
Levinston?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Templeman?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye. Okay, agenda item number 15, Boat Harbor Pump Station Land Acquisition of Real Property for a Public Purpose, 1201 Terminal Avenue, Newport News Agreement, and this is an agreement amendment. So recommended action is approve amendment number 4 to the Purchase, Sale, and Cost Sharing Option Agreement dated December 30, 2021. If you recall, last month we brought an amendment number 3 of this agreement to the commission that you approved. This amendment number 4 is because the owner, Riverport, they want to close on this deal in September. The problem is December. So they want to close this month before the end of the year. I think they can save $2 million if they can close in December. Problem is, as part of the deal is that they've got to turn over easements to us as part of closing, but the city hasn't approved our stormwater site plan yet. And so because they haven't approved our site plan yet, we're not exactly sure the right easements are in the right place yet until we get that approval. And so this really codifies the fact that even if we close in December, you know, trying to help them out. So we're trying to be good, you know, working together with them on this because they work with us, we try to work with them. This codifies the fact that they need to live up to their end of the bargain, dedicate those easements to us after closing. So this is something that Robin wanted to make sure, belt and suspenders, that we have this amendment to make sure that that happens. Did I miss anything, Robin?
No, there is, we also tweaked the indemnification just to make it comport with our discussions about to the extent of insurance coverage and HRSD does not waive sovereign immunity. That in the original agreement is paragraph 3D, but that was the reason for it. The post was
very risk in doing this prior to having rules. What is the risk?
There is, well, that's when I deferred to my real estate people that's why we wanted you guys to approve it. There's a minimal risk, but they're under agreement to convey it. So they would be in breach of contract if they don't.
And what would happen then?
We have to see.
Right. Money's already out the door, though.
Right. But we're acting in good faith, right? Everybody's acting in good faith. And that's why we thought the commission needs to know that there's a minimal risk. We don't think, you know, everyone thinks everybody's acting in good faith, and this is an administrative matter of approval by the city of Newport News. But in order to close now, they wanted to proceed.
And nothing up to this point in time that lets the believe that there's anything but good honor.
That's my understanding, Ayanna, because you've been in the trenches on this one too.
So they've been difficult to negotiate with, but they want to close. So we didn't want to delay. They're going to hit the $2 million penalty. We wanted to close. So that's why we were kind of going back and forth. So nothing leads us to believe that they're not going to honor the easements. And like you said, we've already agreed to the easements. We voted on it. It's in the agreement. This is making doubly sure. So no one wants to do a breach of contract. This is just extra.
And we think because they're a shipbuilder also, that with, and they've got a lot of federal contracts, I think that would look really bad on them if they did not live up to this agreement. When everybody's acting in good faith.
And as Bruce just pointed out, we can condemn.
All right, any further discussion, questions?
Go for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Yielson?
Aye.
Blunt?
Yes.
Levinson?
Yes.
Stern?
Aye.
Dunborn?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good. 16, have any unfinished business that we know of? And 17, in terms of new business, Vice Chair Ellison wanted us to walk through the Atlantic Treatment Plant Access Road that should be on President Biden's desk for approval. Third time's a charm. This is the third time going through this process, because literally to get land from the Navy takes Congress, an act of Congress, to approve. So, you know, the definition of insanity, you keep trying to do the same thing over and expect the same results. So I took a totally different strategy trying to get this roadway, made sure the city supported it. I talked to the legislative affairs folks. They made sure they talked to their lobbyists. And really huge thanks to Congresswoman Luria. She's the one that's carried this for us. Made sure I talked to all the Senate liaisons to make sure that when, you know, it did the crossover, that nobody mixed it in crossover. Also made connections with, apparently there's a group called the Hampton Roads Facilities Alliance, and they were very helpful as well. So again, a lot of work going into getting it this far in the bill and to getting it through, but you know, a lot of help from Delegate Knight and various folks to get us to this point. So this is just step one. So once the president signs it, it gives Oceana the authority to convey that to us, but then we still have to get it from them. So that's a whole nother process that we need to work out. But this is such an important roadway because for lots of reasons. So scroll down and show how big a biosolids truck is. And this is what's going through the neighborhood. They're pretty big trucks going through the neighborhood when we're doing the biosolids hauling. Once the Army Base incinerator goes offline, they're going to send those solids to Atlantic, so even more trucks will be coming through. So it would be nice to get this roadway, to get those trucks, not only from an odor perspective, but also from a safety perspective, away from the plant. So for lots of reasons, it's part of our bigger picture strategy to help with odors and do improvements around the Atlantic plant. So really happy and excited to get this through Congress.
So is it an existing road already?
No.
Being improved?
No, it's not a road at all.
Right.
We've done a preliminary engineering report to find the best alignment there. There'll be some small wetlands impacts and other things that we'll address, but yeah.
Are we just getting an easement? Are we purchasing property? How is that going to work for this road? I think it's conveyance that we're going to get. 7.9 acres or something like that. Mm-hmm. All right, now the property between the yellow line on the new proposed road and the property to the left, did we acquire that property? I don't think that road is 7.9 acres. Length of it, I may be wrong.
Yeah, we're not acquiring the area to the left of the road.
Okay,
that's still going to stay to the Navy, yeah, Navy okay. property.
All right, very good. And it is going to be a private road. For some reason, the city doesn't want to make it a public road, so it's going to be a private road.
We're missing if you get utilities on.
Traffic bans backs up on Dam Neck in the morning getting into the base, and they don't want people cutting through the neighborhood mm-hmm. to find a shortcut into Dam Neck. So we'll have a gated shut for our folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to try. All right, any further discussion? Questions? We have a motion.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, just new business.
Picture update.
I'm ready to vote on it.
Almost there.
Okay. And no further questions. We'll go to commissioner comments. Word. I would just like to thank HRSD team members for another great year, fantastic year. We continue to get kudos everywhere we go and hear about HRSD. I think this last couple of weeks where we had the governor at Swift, he was really very pleased with the product that we produce, where we're heading and the direction that we're heading. Hopefully it continue to convey more money to HRSD. But I certainly came away thinking that he felt comfortable with what we're trying to achieve and the due diligence that we do as far as spending our ratepayer money. So great job, HRSD team, HRSD.
Thank you.
Outside of that, any further comments? No public comments. Informational, you have anything? Yeah. All right, don't forget we got wastewater surveillance in the back of our packet that we can go to review on our own. All right, the next commission meeting is January 24th, 2023 at 9 a.m. Newport News.
Yeah.
Rick's next. It will include the annual EPA update work session to discuss the budget planning for the next fiscal year. Lunch will be provided, so bring in napkins and aprons. Any further business discussion? Hearing none, I hope all of y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Hanukkah, whatever else you celebrate. And how about Happy Holidays and a Happy New Year?
There we go.
All right, meeting adjourned.